It is the Mitch Albom Show right here on 760 WJR. As always, thank you very much for spending time with us. Now, obviously, the Olympic Games underway in Tokyo. And one of the big, big stories, of course, is that of one of the elite gymnasts in all the land, Simone Biles. Not only does she withdraw after one rotation, she also pulls out of the all-around final. This shocked a lot of people because of how accomplished she is. Quite frankly, Simone Biles, you know the story, said that she was in need of a mental break. It is not the first time we have seen this in recent times with an elite athlete. Naomi Osaka, the accomplished tennis player, 23 years of age, as a matter of fact, the highest paid female athlete in the world, withdrew from the French Open in June, saying that she needed a mental break. What is going on with these athletes? Michael Phelps, you talk about some of the famed Olympic athletes of all time. He has come out certainly in full support of both Naomi as well as Simone Biles because he's dealt with some mental issues in the past. We're going to talk about it right now. Happy to have with us Dr. Jason Novetzky. He is a sport and performance psychology coach from Champions Mindset Group in Birmingham. And we'll discuss it here. Doctor, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, Steve.
You know, this is, you know, so interesting because obviously, because of the wonders of social media, Doc, I'm sure you've seen some of the feedback. A lot of people just don't understand how you can be Simone Biles. You have been built up to participate in these Tokyo Games. Gold was expected. And, Doctor, maybe, just maybe, expectations with some of these athletes. Is that where the problems begin?
I think it does. I think, you know, the expectations were extremely high. I think what we need to do is really clarify pressure and, you know, what she's dealing with and what all those other athletes that you mentioned are dealing with. And pressure is essentially three things. You know, you're doing something that is really important that you care about. The outcomes are significantly unknown. And on top of that, you're going to be judged. And that's just for all of us every day. And then you 10X that because this is the Olympics. And it's Simone Biles. And when you are over-focusing on all those unknown issues, worrying so much what others think and say about you behind your back and on media and things like that, and how important that situation is, your brain goes into, you know, overload. And it produces chemicals that mix with the adrenaline. You know, you go into that fight, flight, or freeze type of situation, and you can't move the way you like to. And therefore, you lose your confidence. And I think that's what happened to Simone recently there. And in her situation, if she can't move the right way, she could have some significant bodily harm and also obviously letting her team down as well.
Hey, Doc, does this thing come up over time? Like, were there signs there that she was getting to that point? Or is this something that just happens right out of the blue? You know, man, when you get to the point and you don't even notice it until that actual moment where, like for her, it was that one vault.
Yeah, Ken, I think it does develop a little bit over time. I think everybody kind of saw on TV that she had struggled a little bit here and there leading up to the situation that happened the other day. And I would have hoped, you know, that she could have regrouped and recovered, but apparently she didn't feel confident enough to go on.
You know, it's interesting in the gymnastics world. Apparently, Doctor, it's really not all that uncommon, the situation that Simone came across. They have a term for it. It's called the twisties. And that is when you can't meet the expectation of your performance, you become somewhat disoriented and you really are not sure exactly what it is you're supposed to do. Although you've been doing this for a long, long time. I reading about this, Doc, I kind of make the analogy with a pilot who's flying at night with no gauges and you lose track of whether or not you're looking at the sky, the water, what the heck's going on. It's just a sad state of affairs. The question becomes, how easily is it treated?
It's very difficult. And, you know, any athletes out there know or play baseball or golf, you know, understand the situation with the yips, or in baseball we call it the thing where, you know, you've been throwing the ball back to the pitcher as a catcher your whole life and all of a sudden you can't get it there. You spike it into the ground or all of a sudden a golf club feels like a foreign object in your hand. You just don't know. But in this situation, you know, she's in the air, like you said, like a pilot is, and so there's some dire potential consequences if you're not sure what you're doing. So I can completely understand, you know, the situation that she is in, and the treatment for it is really difficult. I mean, I've worked with a lot of athletes that have had the throwing yips and golfers that get the yips with putting or the shanks, you know, with wedges and things like that. And one of the first things we do, honestly, is we take some time off, which I think they tried to do in a way. You know, they gave her a couple days to kind of let things settle down. And then we start back with some basic fundamentals, and we kind of incrementally build up some of the confidence. And then we start adding pressure to this situation with some, like, self-competition. And then we start having people watch to incorporate more pressure until the athlete starts to feel a little bit more comfortable. And I'm assuming with all the resources that they have there, they tried that. But at some point, when you compound that with the largeness of the Olympics and everything else going on in her life and in her past as well, which I think not enough people are talking about with the Larry Nassar situation, I just think she couldn't do it.
Mm. Well, Doc, how do you do this? I'm going to say a lot of people came out early and called her mentally weak, said that she should push through it, and everybody over the years has pushed through these things, and everybody feels that pressure. For the layman out there, how do you break that apart to where, well, you might, I don't know what idea you have on it, but it seems to me she's not weak. She just came to a point where that happened. Where do you break down pushing through and you need to take a mental break?
Well, first of all, I don't believe this is a situation of her being soft or selfish or right. A participation generation athlete. She's more than proven how mentally tough she is by just the sheer body of work. You know, and the courage that she's had over the years with, like I said, that whole other situation. And, you know, in terms of her getting through this, it's going to be really difficult. And I just don't think she had enough time, and it wasn't worth her life pressing through this in this situation. And my first reaction also was, whoa, this is very strange. Of all people, I didn't think this was going to happen to her. But, you know, we have to reserve judgment. Nobody knows how she feels except her in this particular situation. And it's such a large situation. I don't think any Olympics has been as big as this, you know, with her situation going on and in her past. So, you know, Ken, it's a real, real shocker and a difficult situation.
Let me ask you this, Doc. Certainly during the pandemic, mental health, for all the right reasons, has taken center stage with a lot of folks feeling the effects of this, hopefully, once-in-a-lifetime event. Is it your professional opinion that the pandemic in any way, shape, or form had an effect not only on Simone Biles, Naomi Osaka, but maybe other athletes?
100%. I mean, I deal with it all the time. I was dealing with it during the quarantine and talking to my athletes that had their seasons denied, you know, for some of them. Some of them it was just a delay, and we tried to keep things in perspective. But for a lot of people, there are things that they're never going to get back. And that's really hard. And that goes back to that pressure thing where all these outcomes are unknown. And uncertainty is not something that human beings like. That creates anxiety and nerves. And so when you compound that with the amount of time we've all had to deal with this and the changes in our lifestyle that nobody wanted, and on top of that, the whole political environment and social media and everything else, it's a lot for the human brain to handle that we were not evolved enough yet to equip to deal with.
Well, Doctor, very interesting conversation. Thank you very much.
Join us again. Too,
yeah, please. I have your information, and I'm going to give you a buzz about these yips that you discuss as far as golf putting goes. I'm going to call on behalf of a friend, if you don't mind.
For sure, absolutely.
They don't have a shot for talent, do they, Doc?
Whatever the case may be. Doctor, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Be well, guys.
All right, you as well. That is Dr. Jason Novetsky, a sport and performance psychology coach from Champions Mindset Group in beautiful Birmingham. You heard him right here on the Mitch Albom Show on 760 WJR.